today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Are you breathing?
I can't breathe.
No joke here. The FDA is moving forward with a ban on asthma inhalers. You heard about this? We've been talking about this. I actually covered it a number of times on my Friday Robert Scott Bell show, where we do the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King. Remember, this was all over the controversy of the depleting the ozone layer. And they had, you know, the propellants in the Primatene Mist inhalers, the chlorofluorocarbons. This ban on despite the fact that the ozone layer apparently would heal itself and then it would get big, a hole again, it would come back. I don't think scientists really understand what's going on here. But the over-the-counter medicine being banned is because of an international agreement. This isn't even because the FDA says it's bad or good. Not that we respect the FDA much around here. You know that. But it is kind of interesting that these international treaties, just so you know, how they're impacting on the domestic laws of the United States, which is why we bring up the issues such as Codex Alimentarius, the United Nations adoption, if you will, to harmonize all the country's laws to minimize access to nutrition. Now, in many ways, the nutrients that people have been using for a long time, decades now, have been what they call USP isolates or synthetic isolate nutrients. By the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's a special live edition from Mount Dora, Florida, at the Lakeside Inn, overlooking a beautiful string of lakes here. And just like I said, I'm on the movie set of Somewhere in Time with Jane Seymour and Christopher Reeve, one of those great romantic films. But here we are talking about, in fact, this hour, just to let you know, Christopher Barr will be joining me shortly by phone. We're going to have him back on board. We're going to talk about the end of prostate cancer awareness month, and all of the lies that are being perpetrated about what the PSA tests are or are not, and also the genuine ways that we can not only prevent prostate cancer, and it's not about detection, it's not about biopsies, but true prevention is nutrition and detoxification. We'll talk about that, but also how do we reverse it, that which is already present in from minor to major forms. We'll talk about many ways to address that this hour. And if you'd like to be a part of the program, it's as simple as dialing toll-free 800-259 5791 800-259-5791. But the ban on asthma inhalers is rather interesting because they're going to set themselves up, if you will, to only allow certain very, very toxic prescription drugs, things that are still under patent protection, which is the way it goes, the rhythm of the economics of big pharma. When they go generic, they got to find something to replace it so that they can gain profits, you know, that are inordinate because they are, not because profits are bad per se, but because they are gained in a monopoly. While the FDA is the strong arm muscle like the mafia families to protect the monopoly of Big Pharma, they go out and go after natural supplements that would address things like inhalation issues. You know, not like Bill Clinton had, like he never inhaled. I think he never exhaled, but that's another story. We're talking about the ability to breathe freely and clearly. And for those who have asthma and bronchitis and all kinds of pulmonary disorders, I even had in my lecture yesterday a woman with sarcoidosis, which is, you know, in the realm of autoimmunity. What can we do to restore integrity to tissue that is damaged, inflamed, and infected? Now, I talk about detoxification in the liver and the kidneys and the colon and the spleen, all of these things being very important, and the lungs being an adaptation to the lack of detoxification prowess. in the body because we've become congested from the poisons, the synthetics, and even the metabolic wastes that are overwhelming us when we are depleted of these key nutrients, which we're going to talk about. But the ban on these inhalers is something that is very life-threatening to some people who are dependent, unfortunately, upon these inhalers. Now, what could we do? We could bring back ephedra, which would be great. We know that can open up the bronchial passages. We could bring back a scary herb. Oh, it's on one of the dirty dozen top 10. Oh, my gosh, it's so bad. We don't have... Oh, can we do that? Like lobelia tincture. Lobelia can be used. Chris Barr, I'm sure, will add in how you can use it safely. We're not talking about chug-a-lugging an herb that can, in too much quantity, be dangerous. But that's true of all substances, as we've talked about, the fact that you can eat too many bananas in one setting and get ill. The point is utilizing it dose-specific to what is needed by the body. Now, if we talk about something where we don't have to rely or concern ourselves as much with overdosing, we can go to homeopathic medicine. So those of you suffering out there in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience, or if you know other people suffering, and I'll have these links up at robertscottbell.com if you haven't already checked there, the use of three or four key remedies that affect the lungs. Now, the first one that I always mention is called Bryonia alba, with a B as in boy, Bryonia alba. It is also commonly known as the wild hops. Why would you use wild hops in a homeopathic form? Well, it opens up the congested liver pathways, first and foremost. It's a liver polycrest. It has many functions and support for liver health. Now, liver-lung connection is very important to understand. When you improve liver health, the lungs are less likely to need to be utilized as an excretory organ other than for carbon dioxide. You breathe in the oxygen, the waste product, the metabolic waste product, you go out with the CO2. But then it dumps other poisons. So I always start with Bryonia, and then I move through a few different options, and you can read about them in the Materia Medica. Heck, you can do Google searches on these things. From Bryonia, you could go to something like Antimonium Tartaricum. And that is an excellent remedy. That's a comprehensive lung remedy that deals with a lot of lung or pulmonary symptoms. And you can take it as a homeopathic medicine, non-toxic, you can't overdose, and it can help modulate some of the symptoms while you're promoting good liver health and other things that are necessary. You can look at a couple of others, Drosera rotundifolia, with a D as in dog, Drosera, D-R-O-S-E-R-A, excellent remedy as well, and Spongia tosta, toasted sponge, is funny enough. Yes, SpongeBob toasted, take it as a homeopathic remedy, and you can breathe easy. You'll cough less. Homeopathic Spongia tosta is a great, great lung remedy. So these are some things you can know about, but you'll never hear about them in the old media. They'll marginalize and ridicule them. And, of course, if you find out about these so-called quackbusters that try to attack homeopathic medicine and natural remedies, we're finding out a lot of really twisted stuff about the amazing Brandy. I don't even like to say his real name. It's actually something else. Tim Bolin, who's a fantastic man in terms of health freedom. He's a bulldog. He doesn't let go of this stuff. Finding out that there are pseudonyms and fake names that are being utilized. These quackbusters are actually found out to be child molesters, really horrific people that would take on simply the freedom to know about the things we talk about here every day. In fact, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Today through the rest of the week on Natural News Radio right here today on Genesis Communications Network. So if you want to know where the archives are, just go to robertscottbell.com and you can plug into hundreds of hours. And I am not exaggerating, of powerful healing, including that which is added to by my dear friend. He's known as Not a Doc, and I have his website linked up at notadoc.org. His name is Christopher Barr. Chris Barr joins me now on the Robert Scott Bell Show to chat you up on some really good things, including the Prostate Awareness Month, and maybe add a little bit into the equation on pulmonary and lung issues. Chris, are you there?
I'm here, yes, Robert. And I hope the listeners appreciate the wide breadth of natural healing knowledge that you present just on your own, let alone the guests that you bring in. This is something I've been doing for decades, and it's rare to find someone with such a broad breadth of knowledge in so many areas, from herbs and nutrients and homeopathy. Being able to cover the homeopathic options for lung issues, and then the wonderful herb lobelia. You know, Robert, there's no better friend to the lungs on planet Earth than lobelia.
But you know how it's so vilified, Chris? I mean, anytime you mention it, they're like, oh, my God, you're going to give somebody mercury? It is incredible how much it's vilified by the old media, the old press, and modern medicine.
Well, it's an old story. It goes back to usually if you read an herb book, it'll tell you Samuel Thompson discovered lobelia back in the late 1700s. Well, it had been used for centuries before that by the Penobscot Indians in that the native peoples in that area. And when he discovered it, he went to the Penobscot natives to find out more about what he had just discovered. And it was when he did that and found such tremendous application amongst the white people that doctors began to attack him and his herb lobelia. So this is an old story that goes back more than 200 years in which they've been trying to get rid of this herb because it's so much more effective than anything they had to offer in 1800 or in the 21st century.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, we talk about things that may have hundreds, if not thousands, of years of recorded use. And, you know, I've talked about silver as well, and homeopathy as a system of medicine and healing, and herbs as plant medicinals. Of course, nutrients present in a lot of these herbs that become medicinal. We're going to talk about nutritional deficiencies related to prostate. But I want to, you know, really round out the lobelia tincture understanding as well. We've talked together about it, but there are a lot of new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Chris, and I want you to go through the protocols as dealing with asthmas or other lung issues, how we can slowly but gradually but very powerfully bring them out of their dependence on many of these drugs, including the inhalers that are now being banned for destroying the ozone layer.
Yes, absolutely. You know, lobelia does two opposite things at the same time. It is both a, well, I hear your music there. It's a stimulant and it's a relaxant.
All right, well, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We've got plenty of time this hour. I'm going to hold Chris on, and we're going to go through as well the prostate issues. If you have a question or comment, it is 800-259-5791, robertscottbell.com. Coming right back, we'll go back into the treatment for asthma and et cetera with herbs like lobelia after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, if people in the pharmaceutical industry would pay attention, we'd even help them. I mean, we'd give them some Hawthorne berry syrup for their cardiac arrest. Of course, they won't listen. They want drugs. They want surgery. Right here, right now, all we want is freedom, the freedom to heal, the freedom to know the truth about these things. A new bill was just put into Congress by Dr. Ron Paul that would allow the freedom to communicate, First Amendment freedom protected, to communicate testimonials about supplements that you use. Imagine that right now. If Sovereign Silver, for instance, on their website, if they put out all the testimonials, the letters that people send in about overcoming infections, diseases, you name it, they'd be in trouble, as would any of these supplement manufacturers. They're afraid to acknowledge what they do. And Dr. Paul's bill would allow the freedom to come back in, and that's why we support him here on the road to the presidency. Whether he becomes president or not, we support liberty, and you know that. And Chris Barr does as well, my dear friend, notadoc.org, and you can see all the links at robertscottbell.com. We were just on the cliffhanger edge of the lobelia story. It's a stimulant and a relaxant. Oh, my gosh, how could nature do more than one thing at one time? Chris, you there?
Here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't have you on audio. But, yeah, I think it's amazing, not that we're surprised by it, but that people don't realize how much natural things can do, more than one thing at a time even.
Yes, well, lobelia stimulates the ciliary fibers. That's the hair-like fibers at the surface of the lung tissue. So it moves out matter that's in their lungs from phlegm, et cetera. It causes a protective cough. You can get rid of coughing, then it also relaxes the deep tissues. That's where the pain in the lungs comes from various lung ailments. So it helps to solve the problem and give you relief from the symptom at the same time.
Yes. That's the thing also when we talk in terms of homeopathy, but it's true in the herbal form or herbal kingdom, that there's a lot more complexity to these so-called simple things like herbs. And when modern man tries to say, oh, well, let's pick that out and synthesize and isolate it, of course, then it becomes toxic to the body. It's not the same way. It doesn't have all the compounds present in all those brilliant ways that interact appropriately. And similar when somebody says, well, how can homeopathy do that? Well, listen, it's working with an intelligence and a wisdom that's beyond the mental construct of doctors with degrees, that they could figure it out. But we've observed this for, you know, hundreds and thousands of years. You're a noted nutritional historian. You pick these things out and bring them out in a way that people can understand and apply readily, and you bring the power to heal back to the people. That's why I love you.
Well, let's talk about applying it. Lobelia, if you get too much of it, it'll cause nausea, could even make you vomit. So there's a real easy way to avoid that unpleasantry. I tell people to start with 10 drops of lobelia tincture mixed in a little bit of water and drink it down. Now, I've only known one person in more than 30 years that felt a little sick to their stomach with 10 drops, and they didn't get sick. So that's my starting point. Then I tell people that if they feel fine after 10 drops, the next dose, increase it by 5 drops. And keep doing that until you get to a dropper full, if you can get that far without feeling any nausea. If you start to feel nausea, go back to the last dosage. That's your dosage level.
Nice.
Then 3 to 4 times a day for general purposes to strengthen the lungs. But if you're having a chronic issue or an acute issue, you could take it up to every hour or at least every couple of hours and strengthen the lungs and help to clear out the problems that are there safely, effectively, with no side effects.
And Chris, I've used this on my children, even my daughter who's now 6, and we've, you know, squirt a few drops into some water, and she drinks the water, never even got nauseous. Helps to get through that. So again, it's really learning to panic when we hear the so-called authorities, regulatory or otherwise, telling us how dangerous nature is, when really the absence of nature, the abandonment of nature, is the real danger.
Well, I had someone last year with their child actually with a medically diagnosed whooping cough. The doctors recommend or prescribed steroids for a 13-month-old baby. And the first dose caused some mild convulsiveness, which is one of the side effects of steroids, which adults shouldn't take, let alone 13-month-old babies.
Right.
Now, doctors who know about lobelia will warn that it could cause convulsions. Well, this family knew of my work, checked with me. I told them, you know, switch to lobelia. They had no convulsions with the lobelia. There was an almost immediate improvement after just a few hours, and within a day, the whooping cough was gone using lobelia in a 13-month-old baby every couple of hours instead of a dangerous steroid compound.
Yeah, which is immunosuppressive and liver toxic. Also, you know, we'll often, at our house, we'll take the silver hydrosol, we'll put a little teaspoon in our nebulizer, and we'll breathe that into the lungs. My kids will do that, and no danger whatsoever that we've ever found, and because I know what's interacting, what it's doing. And so there are so many ways to go around the primatine mist band. It's ridiculous. Although we recognize having asthma or any lung issue is very scary, because when you can't catch your breath, there's almost, you know, no fear worse than that. And, you know, so easing off as you are ready is going to be something that will take time for people that are very dependent upon pharmaceutical intervention at this point.
Yes, absolutely. I love the lobelia and the silver nebulized solutions. You know, the silver nebulized is going to address specifically infection that's present and some increasing the health of the lungs also. Lobelia is going to work at the cause and the symptoms simultaneously. So either or both are great lung issue solutions.
Yeah, so the comprehensive thing is to just kind of be open, read, learn, experiment, test on yourself. These things, are, you know, I realize there's still a lot of transition that has to happen, Chris. Sometimes I'm in a holistic bubble, you know, because I interact in this way. I told a story this last week on the show, and I mentioned the fact that my son at 11 had never heard of aspirin. It was just not, I mean, because who talks about it? It's just something that's in the culture, but certainly not in our household, and that was some months ago that occurred. But more recently, my daughter, who entered the first grade in a little one-room schoolhouse where all the kids from first to sixth are together, she sees the other kids putting things in and heating in a microwave. My son doesn't do that, but she didn't know. We don't use a microwave. And she puts this metal canister in there to heat up her tea, and it starts sparking like crazy. There's like, my son runs over, no, and stops it before the whole place explodes. But, I mean, there's still a lot of people out there that are even inclined toward the natural way to live are still compromised by so many of these. Just, well, this is just what we do now.
Right, yeah, it's become commonplace. You know, a microwave oven makes a great paperweight or a doorstop or an oversized clock, but
yes.
Putting food in it is a dangerous thing. And putting food in your body that's been in a microwave, it's a dangerous thing for your immune system.
Yeah, I know. And in the former Soviet Union, they had actually banned it. You know, as bad as they were as a form of government, we're not into communism, but even they could say, this is not good for our people. And they said, no. But yet here in the West, we still adopt it. And I can't imagine how many people, even naturally inclined, still haven't used them.
Yeah, well, that's true, because I educate people all around the country as I speak at places. And it's amazing how many people that are in nutrition arenas are using microwave ovens. They didn't know that all the specific things that it does that are bad for your body.
Well, check out all the links at robertscatbell.com. I got a lot more to do with Christopher Barr on this special remote edition from the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, Florida. robertscatbell.com. We're going to talk prostate health and more coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body. and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Well, I think it's a little weird to talk about revolution over the themes and means of corporate produced and approved music. I'm Tony Yetzer from the Lost Vegas. We produced and approved our own recordings on Life Before the Collapse, and then we put it on vinyl because it sounds good. Take care.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want me to live? Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, you want free drugs? Just drink the water. Just drink the water. They're all over the place. I've got a story linked up at robertscottbell.com. We don't need socialized medicine. Just drink the water. Hey, by the way, if you're one of my Facebook friends, you can see where we're actually broadcasting from today up at the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, Florida, a special event. I was invited to speak, a health and healing expo. And we talked, in fact, to the owner of the Lakeside Inn last hour. Really cool place to come if you ever just want to step out, get away from it all. Very nice stepping back into a quiet time. So last hour we had Lincoln Wallace on, a world champion karate guy, really nice man. This hour I got my dear friend Christopher Barr. He is not a doc.org. I've got that linked up as well. We've been talking about lung issues, pulmonary issues. We talked about asthma and what to do with lobelia and other things. We're going to dive into the prostate issue momentarily as well. Chris, you still there?
I'm here, yes, sir.
Yeah, you sent me a story earlier today that related to this. I didn't realize, you know, I can't be up on everything. It's evidently National Prostate Awareness Month. I forgot that I even had a prostate, unless it was for this month. I don't know.
That's right. Well, you know, when it comes to prostate cancer, what they're talking about mostly this month is get your PSA levels checked, your prostate-specific antigen, Well, the guy that developed that test, Professor Thomas Massey, back in the 1980s, well, in 2004, he came out during Prostate Cancer Awareness Month and said, stop! Enough! We're overusing this test. It's not valid for what I said that it was valid for.
Right.
And the recent research, one of the cancer research journal, verified what he said. This was just about a year ago that they said, yeah, he's right. That test isn't valid for detecting prostate cancer, and it's causing people to have extra tests and extra procedures done that are unnecessary and causing problems. But there is one thing the PSA test is good for, and that they are talking about. If you have a high PSA level, then you definitely have a very low selenium level. And if you have a normal PSA, that doesn't mean you don't have a selenium deficiency. But if you have a high one, you definitely have a gross selenium deficiency.
We need to rename somehow the prostate-specific antigen test somehow, like prostate selenium alert.
Prostate selenium assessment. There you go.
Yes, that would be good. Now we have a legitimate test because, you know, I've covered, they've acknowledged in the medical literature about just what you're saying as well, that the PSA doesn't indicate what they say it indicates, and it leads to invasive medical procedures that can create more problems and more dependency, as well as the fact that even men that they say have prostate cancer can end up dying of something later, 30 years later. In fact, that's how slow-moving it is, and chances are at any given point in time you could find cancer cells in anybody, as we know, but normally functioning immune system can really bring that thing back into check if you have not only the selenium that we've talked about many times, but also the silica to protect the integrity of the connective tissue, which is, you know, how cancer metastasizes if it can get through that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, the selenium is something that back in 1996, that's 15 years ago, the Journal of the American Medical Association published a large double-blind clinical study that showed a 63% reduction in prostate cancer in men taking 200 micrograms of selenium daily. This was a study over more than a decade with more than 1,300 men. There has never been any substance, whether you're talking medicine, nutrition, herbs, or anything else on the planet, that has ever come close to a 63% reduction of prostate cancer. If they're talking Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, they should be having selenium public service announcements every hour on radio, TV, and magazines, because that's the most important and best option you can have to prevent, not to mention treat, prostate cancer.
All right, well, we've got more to discuss with my dear friend, notadoc.org, Christopher Barr, nutritional historian here. I am coming at you live from the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, Florida. I hope you visit one day. This is a place where the rich and famous used to come down. We're talking 100 years ago. Very cool stuff. You want to relax and overlook the lake here. Lots of fun things to do. We got some healing to go after this break. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, we do tend to rock the health world. That's just what I do. It's in my own genetic makeup, I guess. I don't know. Somewhere I'm motivated. Christopher Barr is my guest this hour, live from the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, Florida. Come and visit. Selenium. Now, we've been talking, you and I, about this for many years now, in fact, on the air, and you've actually finally written that book on selenium that needed to be written. And we'll talk about where it's available as well, but related to the prostate, people and men are going to call and say, Chris, Robert, how do I take it out? How much do I take it? Where do I get it? What do I do, Chris?
Well, first of all, you got to get the right form and the right amount. A whole food variety. And you can get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. That's the most potent. It's actually laboratory verified by an independent researcher at the University of Pennsylvania at Scranton to be far and away the most biologically active in the body. And Jonathan has it at Choose to Be Healthy. You get no less than 200 micrograms a day for, you know, we've got a documented medical study on that for preventing cancer better than any substance that's ever been tested, period, and exclamation point. But that's a minimum amount. 400 micrograms a day is what I call an optimum amount, and I didn't make that up. I got that from Dr. Gerhard Schrauser more than 30 years ago, one of the leading authorities on selenium then and now.
Yes.
And then when you get into, if you have issues that require selenium, well, you can go way beyond 400 micrograms a day if you use the whole food variety. You can have toxicity issues when you use the wrong form, but even that is really rare. But you're not going to have that issue when you stick to the 100% whole food form of selenium, that which is grown. It's
yes.
In the form the body recognizes and relishes.
Yeah, and as we know, even if you add too much of the form that's not optimal, like we just discussed here, simply stopping the ingestion of it reverses it in very short order. But yet I still hear physicians panic when I mention even 200 micrograms a day. They say, oh, be careful, you could be toxic. So just like the lobelia issue, they've been programmed to say things that they don't know the real deal behind.
And they don't know that it's a lie also. My book, Selenium, One Cancer Answer, 100 Years in Counseling, and counting, has a whole
yes.
section exposing the myth of the selenium toxicity, because it's really much more myth than it is fact.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to reiterate where you can get this form of selenium. Men or the women who love them, get your man on the selenium that we're talking about here. 200, 400 micrograms, whatever it takes. Obviously, in the cancerous phase is even more so. The phone number for Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com who carries this right form is 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. I have links directly to ChooseToBeHealthy.com at RobertScoutbell.com in today's show notes. In addition to what Chris is talking about, the PSA test, if you think we're making that up, no, it's right there, and you can link to it directly.
And Jonathan also has my new book available, so you can
pick that up,
which actually outlines the amounts to use for varying situations and the documentation for the reasons for those amounts. So if you want all the details, there's more than there's time on the radio to talk about it, hit that book, Selenium, One Cancer Answer, 100 Years and Counting.
And
so selenium is the oldest cancer treatment that's documented medically, though very few even know that.
Yeah, and of course, what you've done in putting this book together is really amazing because it's, as you said, it's all fully documented, but so few in the medical community, even the holistic medical community, really understand it. That's why you've spoken three times in a row at the Cancer Control Society. You're not supposed to have more than once in a row, pretty much. So they said, boy, this guy's got to come back. He's got some stuff we all need to know.
Yes, I've really been honored, especially this year when, since I'd spoken 2 years in a row, I knew that wasn't going to happen this year. They didn't have me on the schedule, but they cheated by asking me to speak to the doctor's symposium unofficially. So I unofficially have spoken 3 years in a row there.
Yes, exactly. No, that's great. And I'm so grateful that they're appreciative of getting this good kind of information out here. The opportunities we have are growing for that now with the Robert Scadbell Show 6 days a week, not just one. And Chris, it's you know, as you said, you know, it's always a blast to have you on board here. We've got another segment coming up that we'll wrap up a few stories together. I want to encourage everybody, if you have not done already, please call Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com at 866-424-1077 and get a hold of Chris's new book on selenium, as well as the selenium, the whole food forms of nutrition that we discuss here that not everybody carries. When you go into your health food store, a lot of the times, even the stuff that claims to be often is just some synthetic isolates put into spirulina, and then they say it's a whole food nutrient. Don't fall for that. We'll keep you on the straight and narrow here as far as how to help heal and the freedom to do both on the Robert Scadbell Show. Coming right back to wrap up this week's show with Christopher Barr live from the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, Florida. Great healing happening here every week. We'll be right back.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yeah, and having some fun doing it here. I love when I get out and about, and this week's been great. A healing up expo up in Mount Dora. Sometimes the place matters. I mean, you know, wherever you go, there you are. That's also what they say. So if you're always stressed out, it doesn't mean the stress dissipates simply because you disappear into the ethers, but is, you know, sometimes just unplugging occasionally, maybe more than occasionally. You know, there's such a fast pacing. I'm always surrounded by electronics as well. And by the way, that's why I take my EMF detox formula from King Bio with me, because there's a lot of electromagnetic field radiation. And I've talked about the Fukushima ionizing radiation elevating. Chris Barr is on with me. We talk about selenium. We've talked about sea vegetation. All these things are counteracting. But remember, it's also energy, and counteracting it with the energy that does so homeopathically is another great adjunct. So the EMF detox is something great to consider every day. I've actually got here some 911 stress control and 911 burnout for those that are ready to get help in that way. Chris, another thing, when we talk about inflammation, you know, damage to toxins and deficiencies, whether it be the prostate that's inflamed or anywhere else down the road to cancer, we also have to recognize the wrongheadedness of cardiology in them attacking cholesterol all the time. But they do acknowledge that elevating high-density lipoproteins is a good thing, HDL. But where's the drug to do it? And is it indeed doing so without liver damage, which is a prime issue of where we have a lot of our problems, Chris?
Well, the funny thing is, medicine has finally recognized in the last 5 years that a high HDL is much more important than getting a low cholesterol or low LDL level. But they don't have effective drugs for that. And in the news just the other day, Roche Pharmaceuticals has a new drug in the pipeline for 2013 to raise HDL levels by interfering with body processes. See, they're always interfering with things, and that's why they have side effects.
Yeah.
Well, chromium manages cholesterol. It raises HDL harmoniously with the body. By the way, it also lowers cholesterol if it really is too high, and lowers LDL if it actually is too high. So it's a balancing mechanism. And you don't have to wait till 2013 or the high prices they'll charge for that drug or the side effects that it'll have. You can get 100% whole food chromium right now and take 100 micrograms three times a day and watch from one checkup to the next your HDL levels increase significantly.
Did I tell you, Chris,
every time?
Chris, did I tell you my mom, she's 77, and the doctors were trying to fear her into taking cholesterol-lowering medications. She knew better. She called me and said, hey, they say my cholesterol's off, whatever. I said, Mom, just take this GTF chromium, like this, 100 micrograms three times a day, and then go back if you feel like you want to get checked. And sure enough, as I told her, her HDL would rise, the ratios would be great, and the docs would have to back off on it. And it happened. And in addition to that, we recognize that higher cholesterol is related or basically correlated directly with longevity and higher levels of cognition in old age. So we're not seeing Alzheimer's in those that have higher cholesterols, not lower levels. So we've been sold a false bill of goods all the way around, just from the basic fact that we know cholesterol doesn't cause heart disease to begin with.
That's right, it doesn't. And in fact, all the things that most people love, you know, having their brain work, not having Alzheimer's disease, one of the most feared diseases, having a healthy sex life, all of those things require cholesterol.
Yes.
Knock your cholesterol out. Say goodbye to a healthy sex life and to a good operating brain. I mean, what kind of life is that?
Well, then they can increase their intake of vitamin P, right? This is where Big Pharma goes down and looks at the side effect of one drug and renames it Prozac, because all these people on statin drugs can't have normal, optimal function. So they add another drug in the mix with all kinds of other side effects as well.
Yep, and they just keep piling on with the expensive drugs, each with their own side effects or direct effects.
Yes, yes.
If we want to be honest about it.
Exactly. And you know, again, the chromium you can get at Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077. Also want to acknowledge, you know, selenium is vital for glutathione production. A lot of people will say take N-acetylcysteine, NAC, or other things. We always recognize they need, it's selenium dependent, so without the selenium it's going to be, you know, somewhat okay, but we really want to see the full benefit from everybody's taking their supplements. And of course, our good friend Stephen Hewer, who sells the glutathione enhancing One World Whey, which is non-pasteurized, so it's not denatured, and that will also enhance glutathione production for cellular and liver detoxification.
And your glutathione gets recycled more effectively with selenium. In the absence
yes.
of selenium, glutathione is good, but it's so much better when the selenium is there because they're partners together.
Mm-hmm.
So always be sure to get your selenium with your glutathione energizing, no matter which way you choose to pick up your glutathione levels.
Right.
Selenium makes it better.
I have links to One World Whey, WHEY.com. That's Stephen Ewer, and he's at 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. We're trying to get the all of the information to you so you have the ability to utilize it. And as I said, integrate. It's not enough to know about it. It's like, how do we access the information and utilize it for good? I just had someone just pop by here that I want to say hello, because she was the one who invited me here to this conference. Sue, thank you for inviting me. I've had a great time here.
I am so glad. We were like so excited that you were coming.
Yeah, Sue Kopening, she put this on. She does a lot of events outside of the Orlando area. And my goodness, Mount Dora, how beautiful was that? We've been able to empower people with information about silver, about selenium. I brought Lincoln Wallace, the international karate champion, out, and it's like people are learning a lot, empowering. And of course, I do this every day, almost 6 days a week on the radio, but it's nice to be able to do it in person at these events, because it brings a heart to it that sometimes you got to be together.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're convinced we're going to turn you into a Mount Dorian.
That sounds like something from Star Trek, you know, Andorian or whatever. I don't know. Chris, you think I'd survive it? I think I do need to unplug, because I'm pretty wound up when I get on the radio, Chris.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea for balance in your life, actually.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
As you know, I live out in the woods in the middle of nowhere, but I'm an hour away from civilization, so-called. So I think
yeah.
I
like the idea. I think the overemphasis of technology and so many things, and of course we talk about EM field disruptions. We try to counteract it with homeopathy and things. Looking to unplug, even if it's only for a weekend, come on up to Mount Dora, where I broadcast from today. Christopher Barr, my dear friend, thank you so much for all you do to help people to heal.
Thank you for having me on, and go to choosetobehealthy.com.
Yep, get the book on selenium. Sue, thank you for inviting me once again.
Thank you, absolutely. I'm glad you made it.
Thanks again to Lincoln Wallace for joining me today as well, the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is where we remind you every week, and now 6 days a week as well, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.